Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Nechagita Matur Chaim Tzvi v'chol yotzei chalatzeha v'chol anilvim eileha and l'inishmas Maras Esther Baschab Shmuel. And it's based on the Torah of Moriah Barabi, Agoin HaGodol, Muflav HaMuflog, of Manzatzal. Ketuv beparshatenu, beperek yud bet, bepasuk vav, v'haya lachen l'mishmeret ad 14 yom l'chodesh hazeh, v'shechatu oto kol adat Yisrael bein ha'arbaim. And it should be for you a guarding until the 14th of the month, and then all of the Jewish people should shecht it in the afternoon. As we're doing with the Karban Pesach, take the Karban Pesach on the 10th, you hold on to it, you guard it until the 14th, and then on the 14th you shecht it. The Rashi writes from the Mechilta, Umipnei ma hiktim likichoso lishchitoso arbo yomim, ma shelot sivokein bepesach lideiris. Why is it that 4 days before you already have to buy it? They already had to purchase their, take their animal already 4 days before. What's not so for Pesach Doros, you don't have to be lokeach, you don't have to purchase it 4 days before. Hayy Rabbi Masi ben Choresh Oymer, Harei Oymer, Ve'avor Alayach, Berich V'hinei Itech Eistoidim. Verse in Yecheskel 16:8. Yigia Shvua, Yigia Shvua Shenishbati, Avram Shinigal Zbon of Loy Biyad Mitzis Lassasik Bim Kadesh Yigal, Shinemar Vato Romeria, Nasalam Shte Mitzis Dam Pesach Dam Milo, Shemal Boy Selah Shemar Sves with Amarch Bishne Domi. As Mechor says that we have this Pasuk that the time of love has come, and meaning the time for me to fulfill my oath has come. And they had no mitzvahs to be involved with, in order they should be redeemed. As it says, Va'at erom ve'eria. Naked, they were naked with mitzvahs. Naked from mitzvahs. They didn't have mitzvahs. So they had given two mitzvahs, Dam Pesach and Dam Milah. They circumcised that night. And that's why it says, they were rolling around in your blood. Mitzvoseses b'damayich tu damim. Two bloods. The blood from them called Pesach and the blood from them Bris Mile. So that's why they were told already on the 10th to take the animal. So they should be Osek already in mitzvahs earlier. And that merit of being Osek earlier in mitzvahs, they'll be redeemed. The Kli Yakor asks on this that Chazal say that for four things Chazal were redeemed from Egypt. They didn't change their name, they didn't change their language, etc. So if so, they had merits. So what is this Medrash saying? That they didn't have merits and they needed the Karban Pesach, they have a Zchus. They had the Arba Dvarim. Shebezchus Nigalu Mitzrayim. It says they were also Nechshedu al Arayas for the Lashon Hara. So they already had mitzvahs. So ma pitom this medrash that says they didn't have any mitzvahs. They're naked from mitzvahs. That's the kasha of the Kli Yakor on this Chazal, on this Mechilta. The Pella is that the Mechilta itself says that. In the Mechilta it says, Rebbe Lazar HaKapper argues with Rami Bar Mamasi Ben Chorosh. And he says, what are you talking about? They had these four mitzvahs. So the Kli Yakor is asking from a different medrash, from Reka Rabba. In the self-same medrash, they already asked this kasha. And that's why Rabbi Eliezer HaKapper says, Mishchu, draw your hands away from the Avodah Zarah, and Shech the Karban Pesach, and others, he wanted to be mafresh, Hashem wanted to be mafresh, to separate us from Avodah Zarah. So he had a different pshat, why to take it 4 days before to separate it from Avodah Zarah. But what Chad and Ramasi Ben Chorosh? Why does he say we had no mitzvahs when we have a chazak? Clearly we had mitzvahs. Also, we can ask, when we see in Rashi in Parashat Shmos 3:11-12, that the schus of the Jewish people to redeem from Egypt is because afterwards they were makabel Torah. Ayin Sham Divrei Rashi, also we have in Chazal that we were nigel b'schus ha'emuna, Yalkut Shimon Yosheya, 519, other places. So we have other schuyas. Ma pitom this medrash that we don't have any other schuyas. We have emuna, we have the Rune Kabbalah Torah, we have the four mitzvahs, Lamech Shal Rais, Lashon Hara, Lashon Shimon, Lashonam. So ma pitom this medrash that says that they don't have any mitzvahs. You also have to understand that Rashi writes Besod Dvarov, Hemshech L'mashi Pasav, Et Divrei Rami B'mar Masi Ben Chorosh, כפי שהיו שטופים בעבודה זרה, אמר להם מישהו קחו לכם, מישהו יהיה לכם בעבודה, קחו לכם סיים של מצווה. So Rashi brings this whole medrash that since they were shtufim בעבודה זרה, they were immersed and saturated with עבודה זרה, so God tells them, draw your hands away from the עבודה זרה and take the carbon Pesach. Take this mitzvah. But that's a machlokes in mechilta. Those are kabar argues in Rami Bar Chama. And Rashi puts the two together. If Rashi learns like Rami Bar Masi Ben Chorosh, that they're taking it 4 days before because they need a mitzvah, they need schuyos, so they have time Pesach and Amila. So why does he bring Rav Lazar Kapper who says to separate them from Avodah Zarah? So Rashi seems to bring both days as if they're in agreement, the two different days, the Sanat Machlokes and Medrash. Muzal meod. Mekvar amaz lo zeh amzorachi kan. Az nao le nao amar kach. Shelich hora, anach tzichim lavin, why do we need tzchuyas? Chazal are looking for merits. Why are we looking for merits? He gives man shel ha-geula. 400 years have passed. That's it. Chazal say, that's the beginning of this medrash. Yes, washing his body, Avraham shegel is banov. I swear to Avraham, I'm going to redeem his children. That's the time has come. So the time has come. What are any merits for? It's not that the time has come. Just the Ramban writes in Shmos 2:25, they weren't worthy of gula, like it says in Yecheskel. Perikav pasukches, they were all made of a zara in Mitzrayim. Like we see Rav Lazar Kapper in the Mechilta, Siyasa Shmos Rabba, 141, Shira Shirim Rabba, 219, vote. So they had this Avodah Zarah in their hands, they're not worthy of Gula. In other words, the Gzeva of Golus and Shiva was said to Avraham Avinu, Rus Ben Absalim, Parashas Lech Lecha, V'yam L'Avraham, Yedot Teda Ki Gei Ezarecha. We see the Gemara in the Dharma 32a, that Avraham Avinu was punished, this is a punishment to Avraham Avinu that he said about Meida, how do I know that my children are going to inherit Eretz Yisrael? And what's the onesh? So mitzad zeh, the time has come. The onesh is finished. In Yatim HaKayim, it says in Paskidal, V'gam Tzuka Asher, V'l'udar Nochav, V'achar Chen Yetzir, V'chush Dalet Godol. The Egyptians have to be punished and the Jews have to go out with a great bounty, but the Jewish people sinned in the sign. So they deserve a punishment. So we already, they were Yosef Avraham Avinu's punishment. But now Megillah Matzman, they. They deserve it themselves. To be punished. That's why they need a schus. That's why they need a special schus, you're right. He tells the Shavuot to Avraham Avinu, time's up. His punishment already was meted out, and they served their time. But now they have no Avera, so they need a schus. Despite their Avera, they should be redeemed. And that would appear to be the pshat in the Sheir Hashirim Rabbah 2:19 that we referenced before. B'shah Shabbat Moshe Ramli Yisrael B'chol Yishazeh Atan Megalim Amu Moshe Rabbeinu Hei Echanan Megalim. Maybe Midrash says that when Moshe comes to Jewish people and he says, you're going to be redeemed this month, they said, Moses, how's that possible? God said, I've run 400 years, we've only been here 210. He said, no, Hashem wants to redeem you. He's not going to look at your cheshbon. He's going to jump over the mountains. Chora, he's referring to what it says in Tanchuma. Maaseh Zayin, that if Kadosh Baruch Hu promises something, but the Tova, if he wants to benefit you, he'll change the promise. If it's for the Ra, he won't. If it's, he won't change it for the worse, to do bad if he promises good, but he won't. If it's the Tova, he'll transform something negative into something positive, that'll do. Beis HaLevi talks about this in Chelek Beis Rosh Beis Zayin Be'ein Shem. So that's the first part of the Midrash. I'm not going to look at your cheshbon. I'm going to be in Medali Galharma. I'm going to skip. And you're going to go out in 210, not 400. Nechemiah said, Mishash Shema Moshe, etc. Echon HaGol, Brain, Vidin, Ma'is Tov. On the whole, Rechofetz, Bigu, Laschem, Einu, Imebit, B'Maseich, Ma'roi. V'mi, U'babit, V'tzadikim, Shevachem. Rabbanah, Mishash Shema Moshe, Amr, Moshe, Rabbein, V'yachon, HaGol. V'chom, Mitzrayim, Mitu, Nefes. V'yavid, Zor, Shalom, Rehob, Chavit, Kulaschem, Imebit, V'chulei. So we have another day. The first day is that time is up. So the guy's not going to look at the cheshbon. He wants to redeem, he's going to redeem you. Then Rabbi Nechemiah says, when Moshe Rabbeinu says, they said, how are we going to be redeemed? We're not Ma'asim Tov. He said, no, he wants to redeem, he's not going to look at your Ma'asim right. He's going to look at the tzaddikim among you. Another day, the rabbi said, Moshe Rabbeinu says, you're going to be redeemed. They said, Moshe, how are we going to be redeemed? All of Mitzrayim is filthy with our bazaar. He said, no, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to redeem, he's not going to look at that. The first member was Mitzad HaShavua. The first member is that the time hasn't come yet to fulfill the Shavua. It's only 210 years. That's the first member. The other members are Mitzad Chiyuvah too. Either because the Jews are a detriment because of their sinful ways. Either Maaseh Amoraim, or Mitzad HaVitzor Shalem, that all Mitzrayim is Mitu Nefes Mimena. It's filthy with the Arab Azara. And then God, and Moshe Rabbeinu says, no, Hashem wants to redeem you, he's not going to look. Why? Because they have Zechuyos. He's going to look at the good, he's not going to look at the bad. As we saw before, that they needed zchuyos because as far as Avraham Avinu was, Shavuot Avraham Avinu, so they did their time. What about their own sins? The answer is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to look at their merits, not at their sins, and therefore he's going to redeem them despite the sins. This week, I'm going to explain what it says later on, 11:2. Klei kesef v'chol izov. Rashi there brings to the Gemara in Brachos, the Nazal Shem Bakasha. Because Baruch says to Moshe, Bakasha mikem, please. Ask for the mitzvah of klei kesef v'chol izov, shleim as a tzadik. Bavdu, and he was some kiyim behem. Bachachin shel v'chol shel lo kiyim behem. So I want that tzadik to say, that yeah, you, that was Avraham Avinu. I want Avraham Avinu to say that you're Mekayim Avraham Avinu Yosam, that you afflicted them. Where's the Rechush Gadol? Therefore, please ask the Mitzvah for their Klei Kesef Klei Zos, you leave Rechush Gadol. So the Pashas Drochim, already asked in Drush Hei, in Yaakov, Yitz Yosef, in Yankiv, why do we need to come on to Leom Aris Yitzadik? You have to fulfill the promise because Hashem promised. Because Avraham Avinu is going to have a tie on Hashem. How can you fulfill your promise? You have to fulfill your promise because you promised. I could have a Ramah Venus tying it. You also have to understand why do we need the Sakhtam of Adam and your Olsen? God, you're Mekayim, the affliction. What about the Rechush Gadol? What it doesn't have to say, that you just say. Why were you Mekayim the promise of Rechush Gadol? Why does he have to be Makdim that you were Mekayim the affliction part? And what's the Lashon of Isit Tzadik? So we had a whole shiur on this. So, you can listen to that just yesterday. Today, yesterday. So, based on what we explained here, we can say as follows. That מצד יונש, as far as the yonash that Avraham Avinu was mischayev, ne'amar alav shemitchayev me'onash zeh, she'vachrechen yitzir b'ruchus gadol. As far as the yonash of Avraham Avinu, there has to be a vachrechen yitzir b'ruchus gadol. In other words, you're going to be punished, and then they're going to go with great bounty. Aval harei kan nitba'ir, nitchayvu Yisrael mitzad atzmah, but we already explained that the Jewish people on themselves were guilty. They were echad guilty because of their own sins. Not because of the chiyuv of Avram. And as far as their punishment is concerned, there was no haftach of gula. And not a yitzir b'ruchus gadol. Because it's only a special chesed. Because of their merits that they redeemed. But vis-a-vis this gula, it's enough that they have the merit to be redeemed. But me'echi teisi that they get the b'ruchus gadol also. באופן של הלכה כך יצא ברכוש גדול המעצב שנסחי ומחמס וגם שלא לגויל. Why should they get more? Like we see in Kiddush in ADB. My son and Adam Chai, Dach Hem Shinasati, you just be happy your life. People complain, why don't I have this, why don't I have that? You're alive. But if you give anything, you remain alive. Somebody, the doctor says, you only have one more day to live, but if, you know, if you have this operation, which is going to cost you everything, your house, your two cars, your whole bank account, would you do it before everyone would do it? What good are your house and your cars and your bank account if you don't have life? So, it's enough here that they're being redeemed. What more do they need to be redeemed? Forget about the Ruchus Gadol. They're sinful. They don't deserve to go out at all. Hashem's going to give them a special schus. He's going to look at the positive and he's going to let them out. Gevaldik. But the Ruchus Gadol lo magia lehem. That's why it says, because oisu tzadik. That tzadik. Who's that tzaddik? Avraham Avinu. Ahavta tzaddik v'tisna resha. Ahavta lahatzdik es b'yosef. That's what Hashem said to Avraham Avinu. Based on the pasuk in Tehillim 45:8. You love justice, you hate evil. In other words, you love to justify migrations and you hate to incriminate them. So that's why he's called the tzaddik. And he bargained for stone. He said, Avraham Avinu looks for the positive. So that's why it says, Oisai tzaddik, umz mechapes tzedek. Shemlitza Avraham lahem, she'on sham e'on tzedek, b'stom. She'vedai ha'sekin kalabi banav, l'omar she'en roi la'nisham, me'er shil shitato shel Avraham, kol ma'a she'adu rak. משום שקיים עם אברהם את הראשו של אברהם, שעל זה צדיק מקבל עליו את הדין ולא פתחון פה, שוב עבדו מינו אותם, אבל לא היה דבר מחמת קיים של דין שישנו עליהם, אז אברהם הבינו, it is ein tova, it is wanting to justify them, is going to say, that no, this whole punishment was just me, it was my own bad, nothing to do with them. It was your own bad, nothing to do with them, so they deserve the Ruchus Gadol. So I said, it's a little fear, MS. Argue that no, they don't deserve the Ruchus Gadol because they themselves sin. So it's enough that they're going out. They should be thankful they're going out. They don't need the Ruchus Gadol. But I say, sadly, I'm going to say, Ma pitom, my kinlach, sinners, has shown. They're only in Mitzrayim because of me. In other words, they were a kind of doing it also. In other words, it's what comes from me. You're a kind of doing it also. It's mitzad me. From a vino, my sin. That's why they are of the new sin. And in the middle, what's inside from this, what comes out of that, is that Achrechen Yetzir Ruchus Gadol. Now they deserve to leave with great bounty. And that's why it's Nidla Voisei Tzadik. Because that Tzadik is going to say that they were only in the throne because of me, not because of them. And therefore they deserve the Ruchus Gadol. Even though the Fianis, they were really in Mitzrayim also because of their own sins. That's why they had to stay there. So Hashem didn't have to keep the promise of Ruchus Gadol. They lost it. They don't deserve it anymore. Just be happy you're leaving. They don't even deserve to leave. Because they have new sins. As far as the promise of Avraham Avinu, they're supposed to get a Ruchus Gadol, and now there's a new factor involved. Now they're filling up the time with their Avodah Zarah. Therefore, Avraham Avinu is going to say, no, no, it's only because of me. And therefore you have to give them the Ruach Hashkodah. That's why it's Adav goes to Sadi. But the Lidam HaSekhodesh Baruch Hu doesn't have to be kind of Tachah because the Jews were sinners. But also Sadi is going to come with Highness. So therefore you should take the Klei Kesef and the Klei Zav. Okay, so my rabbi saying, that is stage one of this incredible journey. Exciting. Wow, love it. So please stay tuned, and it's Hashem. Anachnu odeh namshich v'netkadem, v'nera nifla'ot rabot asumot v'gdolot v'tomat Hashem, v'ani modeh lechem me'od al ha'azana, ממש מודה לכם. בעזרת Hashem בנדר אנחנו נמשיך עם חלק נוסף. שלום, שלום, הרבה ידיים רבה.